Chapter 25.
Dragon! Dragon!
Shouting out my battle cry, I crossed the distance between me and Korzan as fast as I could. I was fast. Thought was faster. 1 second, Fang's tip licked inches from his face. The next, I was sailing from one side of the room to the other.
Oh!
I slammed hard into one of the support columns and crumpled breathless to the ground.
Ah!
Korzan shouted from the other side of the room.
I'm invincible now!
Somehow I rose to my feet. I wasn't going to die on my back.
No one is invincible!
I managed, wiping the blood from my mouth and coughing. Korzan's smile was broad as a river, his evil deep as a gorge. His expression intelligent, cunning, omnipotent. He was the wolf. I was the sheep.
Your time has come, Nath Dragon. Say your farewells.
That's when I noticed the change. His arms were no longer hairy, and his face was more man, less goblin. He noticed me eyeing him.
What? What do you see?
A little honesty wouldn't hurt at this point, and it would buy me more time as well.
You look more like a man than a goblin now.
Korzan inspected his fingers. The long, jagged fingernails were gone. The coarse hair over his hands and wrists removed.
Finally!
He gasped.
The curse is controlled, if not removed.
He returned his focus on me.
I bet you think I'll thank you, don't you, Nath Dragon?
He laughed.
Truth is, I'd consider it if I weren't so evil and you weren't so good. Can't have troublemakers like you sticking around.
He pointed his finger at me. I punched myself in the face with my dragon fist. I almost knocked myself out cold. Korzan had his fingers on the necklace of dragon scales and claws. I'd forgotten all about that. I should have ripped it off him when I had the chance.
I've total control over you now, dragon. As a matter of fact, I can make you do whatever I want.
He was right. Unlike the last time he controlled my arm, I was completely at a loss to fight back this time. If I couldn't use my muscles, I'd have to use my mind.
By time.
So you couldn't control the guardian dragon before. He was too strong. But I'd say you have enough power to defeat the guardian dragon now and all of the other wonders he protects.
Korzan stopped.
What other wonders?
This was the tricky part. I wasn't going to lie, but I could bluff. Besides, I didn't really know there weren't any other treasures.
I didn't see any. But where there are dragons so big, there are hordes as well. Just think, Korzan. Everything in the mountain could be yours.
Am I to understand that the guardian dragon still lives?
Yes.
How did you get the stone, then?
Now was another time when I could tell the truth or lie. I didn't need to lie, though. There was still another weapon in my arsenal. Silence.
I'll never tell.
I dropped to the floor. I could feel my eye swelling. Nothing could really describe what it was like to give yourself a black eye.
Is that all you got?
I said, not sure if I was talking to myself or to Korzan.
You are a fool, dragon. To think you can trick me into a fight with the guardian. But I'd be lying if I wasn't curious as to what happened up there. I can only assume you struck a bargain of some kind with him. After all, you animals have a way of sticking together in the herd.
With a motion of his arms, Fang was ripped free of my grasp and into his.
A fine sword. Magic. Dragon magic. I could make good use of this.
I needed to move, far and fast. He was strengthening and I was weakening, and I hoped Brenwar wouldn't come back either. He'd be killed if he did. I had to have another trick up my sleeve. With the stone in one hand and my sword in the other, Korzan was frightening. Tall, gaunt, and indestructible. Well,
At least I saved one dragon. But now I was worried about the other as well. What if Korzan could control him too? The ancient wizard had done so. It was up to the steel dragon to beat him at battle, but it didn't seem likely right now. Not with the necklace Korzan wore and his knowledge of the dragons.
Now what, Korzan? You have me defeated. Should I expect an unpleasant death?
I had to keep talking, at least long enough to figure out something.
Be still,
he said, holding the Thunderstone toward me. Three purplish rings of magic appeared around me and squeezed. It felt like I was in the grip of an iron giant. I struggled, but all I could do was breathe, and that was difficult.
I think I have a better use for you alive.
He tossed my sword aside, its hard metal echoing on the hard stone floor.
Remember, the clerics of Barnabas will be here soon, and I am without the dragon they came for. But I think I have something much better to offer them. Their greatest nemesis, Nath Dragon, alive and well.
I hadn't even entertained that notion. The truth was, the clerics of Barnabas hadn't even entered my mind.
I thought you said you'd be able to handle them with the Thunderstone now. Why don't you just test your powers and take them out?
I suggested.
Living alliances will serve me much better than dead ones. You know that.
You realize that once they find out you have the stone, they'll try to take it from you. Raising the stone over his head, he laughed when it began to crackle with white energy. A bolt of lightning shot from it. The balcony above exploded into shards of rock. A large wooden door across the way was no more. Only smoke and splinters remained.
No, they won't be taking anything from me. I can do this all day if I like.
He looked around.
I wonder where that dwarf is. I'd like to test it out on that armor of his.
My heart sank. I'd never seen a man wield such raw power before. I could barely speak, but I managed to spit out in vain.
You'll never find him. He's long gone by now. But if you follow the trail of goblin corpses, you might get close.
Korzan left as he resumed his place on the throne, dragging me and my bonds before him.
He'll be dead by dawn. I assure you of that.